We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I wish I had some rhymes, I wish I had some time, I wish I had a couple lines on my mind I could say, I could relay to you on the other side. That's all the time that I got. I'm trying to rock, trying to hold down the spot, trying to get it off, trying to make it hot, trying to flow, trying to go. Yeah, you know, KM to the AM, that's all, yo. Hey, that was a sleepy freestyle too. E-Man behind the glass, he kept the beat going for me. Appreciate you. Keith McPherson on the fan till 2 a.m. This is the last 50 minutes or so I got. Yankees lost. Mets won. Best teams in baseball are here in New York City. Another week in the books. More wins. More life. Baseball is life. NBA is over. NHL about to be over. I wish Tampa lost, but whatever. Once that's done, all eyes on Major League Baseball. All eyes on the Yankees, the Mets, I don't know, maybe the Dodgers, the Astros, Padres, Braves. Who knows who will be the last team standing? I think it's going to be the Yankees, completely biased, not hiding it. I said on Off Base today, like when I came into Off Base, the MLB show that we have, it's supposed to be a little off base. It's supposed to be a little different than the rest of the shows on MLB Network. And we kind of dress however we dress. We dress neutral. Like, in the beginning, I was like, can I wear my Yankee stuff? Like, half my closet is Yankees gear. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, we'd rather you just, like, you know, wear regular clothes. Everyone just wear clothes and not rep a team. I'm like, I feel weird, like, coming to MLB Network, talking about baseball and not representing the Yankees. Like, but okay. And then as more time went on, I just slowly started popping up with more Yankee stuff, more logos. And today I'm on the show with Yankees polo, Yankees Vans. And I'm like, we're the best team in baseball. I'm not hiding it. I wouldn't even be on the show if I wasn't a Yankees fan. Stop it already. So I'm trying to tone down my like Yankee homerism. It is what it is, yo. Like, let me do me. You do you. And I appreciate the people that let me be me. I was a Yankees fan before I got on the fan. I was a Yankees fan before I got on MLB Network. There's years of internet stuff out there. Someone said to me today, they were like, you were in the fan cave in MLB, like, downtown, right, in 2014. I'm like, yeah, that was a long time ago. It was 8 years ago. Not changing up. Can't switch up. Authentic, real name, no gimmicks. Keith McPherson on the fan. Let's take some more calls, though. My guy Ross always calls me. Appreciate it. Bergen County, what's up, man?
Going on, man? How's it been?
Great, man. Not gonna lie, I'm exhausted, but it's because it's just been a crazy week. Comeback wins. That excitement from last night was everything. I just was like, I couldn't believe that game last night. And then when I woke up this morning, I'm like, all right, we got to turn it right back up. We got to go back to the stadium. And it was a little bit of a letdown, but I'm fine with it.
Leaving that kind of game for work, that's some dedication.
Yo, it is what it is. I am dedicated. I don't take this for granted. I am honored to be one of the hosts at WFAN, and I leave the game because I got a job to do, and I get here.
For sure, man. That's a statement win, though, especially for as dominant of a team they've been so far. That's a win you remember for years.
Forever. I'll remember that one forever. Like, I told everyone I led the roll call, and I left last night thinking, man, I'll never do roll call again. I cursed the team. This team is about to lose, and I kicked it off, chanting all the players' names in 203, and we're going to take an L tonight. And then they bailed me out.
Do it every night now.
Nah, I can't be the every night guy. Mark is our every night guy. Shout out to Balls. Shout out to all the creatures, man.
You guys got like a rotation of who does it?
Yeah, yeah. Some of the youngins have done it. I've been in there for Jaden, Deshaun. A few different guys have done it. And like I said, yo, the creatures, we're an organized group. Pretty soon we'll get some love from the Yankees. The Yankees will start to actually like acknowledge the actual creatures. There's way more to me. And there's people that have been in the bleachers way longer than me, back to the old stadium. I just happen to be a creature that got into the media. But when I was, you know, watching games and kicking it with all the creatures, I wasn't telling them, like, hey, I got a radio TV degree in my back pocket. Like, wasn't even thinking that I was going to actually get on the radio and TV when I was pulling up to the stadium. I was just rooting for the Yankees and going to games. And if you go to enough games, you're going to start seeing the same people. And that's how I fell into the group.
First Yankee game I ever went to a while back, and I was a section over from you guys. You guys are the real deal.
Yeah, it's organized. There's chance
for a reason.
Yeah, there's chance, and what I say about the creatures is we like maintain order in there. You know, security holds it down, but also like the actual creatures that are out there every game. Like we see the stadium differently than people that are popping up just every once in a while. We see the section differently than people that are tourists coming in there or people that are just coming in there to get wasted. There are people that have been sitting there for decades and have seen a lot go on, and we hold order.
Got a name for a reason, man. It's not just any section in that ballpark.
Right. It was crazy. I was seeing tickets. We were in the chat today talking. I was like, yo, fellas, there are people that are about to pay $250 to sit in section 203 tonight for a June 24th game. They're about to pay $250. Like, ticket prices were crazy.
Think that's bad. Wait till I see what they're going to be spending in September, October.
Exactly. Wait till we get to the postseason.
Through the roof.
$500 to sit in the bleachers.
Yeah, man, I can't imagine spending that much. But you check in any of the draft last night?
I looked it over. It's funny because, like I said, I was like, I left the stadium because I was like, yo, I didn't see any of the draft, and I want to be ready. And I thought the Knicks were going to make some moves, and then I looked at it. I was like, all right, the Knicks got some picks. They got rid of Kemba, but I'm like, who did they acquire? They got the kid from Duke, but other than that, like
Trayvon Beeks, Trevor. I don't know. I don't even know who his name is, but yeah, that I don't know what they got done with that 11th pick, man. I saw like it went to like six different teams like in a span of 10 minutes. Because Shams was saying it like went to Detroit. I think Woj had it going to Memphis or something. Like I checked
OKC.
Today. Yeah, it wound up in Milwaukee for like 5 minutes. I don't know. I don't even know where he went. I think the guy Duran got picked later up because the Knicks wound up picking that French guy. No, he went to OKC, and then so whoever Charlotte took went somewhere. It was I don't know what happened there, but. All I know is they got a bunch of picks that are nowhere near the same value as 11 is, and just a classic Leon Rose masterclass.
traded back and devalued the pick that you had. you had almost a top 10 pick, and you traded back for some later picks in the future.
To free up cap room for a role player that we're not even guaranteed to get.
Jalen Brunson is not a guarantee, and like I don't know.
Like, even if we do get him, like even if you're Jalen Brunson, are you really going to want to leave Dallas for like, listen, man, I know you're in the league already, but, you know, New York is a brutal place to play in. That's where the best of the best come to play. Look at Joey Gallo, for example. He was in Dallas, too. He's been the strikeout or home run guy his entire career, and he wasn't getting nowhere near the hit he was in Dallas. So if you're Jalen Brunson here, you miss a shot here compared to at the AAC, you're getting 10 times more heat, and especially for a team that's 10 times worse with nowhere near the amount of talent around you. Whereas in Dallas, you stay in Dallas, you got a bona fide Hall of Famer already if he stays on pace in Luka.
Right.
Like, his father.
Why would he want to leave Luka and Dinwiddie and Finney Smith and a team that didn't they get to the like almost the Western Conference Finals? They were in the playoffs. Yeah. They made a little bit of a run.
They got smoked, but they made a run. They won just as many games against the champs as the Knicks did against Trae Young last year in the first round, two rounds earlier.
Yeah, so, I don't know. We'll see how that all plays out. I don't think Jalen Brunson's the answer. Two, I don't think he really wants to come here. But if they throw the money at him, he will. He played at Villanova. Philly's not that far from here.
Yeah, well, we'll see, man. And real quick, I just want to shout out a guy, a local kid, Jersey kid, Ron Harper Jr. from Rutgers.
Yeah.
Fellow Don Bosco Ironman, too. We went to the same high school.
Yeah.
Rutgers just signed him.
Awesome.
So, rooting for that kid.
I think he's gonna light it up up there. Yeah.
I watched that game where they knocked off Purdue and he hit that shot. That was cold blooded.
Oh yeah, from half court.
Cold blooded.
Yeah. All right. Thanks for taking the call, man.
Thanks, Ross. Shout out BC, Bergen Catholic. All right. I want to talk to Mike out on Long Island. Mike, are you there?
Yes.
What's up?
How's it going?
All right. You know, just getting to the end of my shift here, watching the Yankee game and just saw that sixth inning where all the scoring happened, and that's it. The rest of the way, it's going to be quiet, so whatever.
I hear you. I just wanted to keep it going with Hicks. I mean, I've always liked him since we acquired him. He started in center field, and like Susan Waldman said earlier, I think it was towards the end of the game, when he had that at-bat in the ninth inning, it's just like that's going to keep his momentum going.
Right.
So it was a really good at-bat. And,
baseball is a game of failure, and he failed so much early on in the season. I kind of knew that he wasn't going to keep failing. He would have to figure it out, and he has. And I feel like people have to refresh their information, and that's why I put the stats out after we had that caller. Like, Hicks had one big hit. He didn't have one big hit. He arguably won like three games in the last 2 weeks for the Yankees. The last week. One in Toronto, exactly. One in Tampa, and then the one 2 nights ago. He had big extra base hits to score some runs that literally helped win the game for the Yankees. And, you know, shout out to the Hicks family. I've got to be friends with his brother Joe, and I'd consider his brother Joe a friend. I've run into him in the suites. I was running into him in the suites back in 2019. I remember I went out to L.A. for the Players Weekend Series, and I ran into him out there. And, you know, it's tough because, like, now I'm on the radio, and even when I have podcasts, like, you got to be critical of a guy like Aaron Hicks. And I know it's got to be tough for him hearing, you know, people that he's cool with talk down on his brother, but I've made sure to say, make sure the respect is just as loud as the disrespect. For people that disrespected Aaron Hicks, go ahead and give that man his props now. I know I have on this mic. I know I have online. And I don't know. I'm happy for him. I'm rooting for him. Because the thing that I said was, if you unlock Aaron Hicks in this lineup, changes it. And he's led us to victory a couple times in the last week.
Exactly. You know, if he's not going to do it, if he goes into a small slump, then, you know, that's why this team is doing what they're doing.
That's why it's a team. Yep, that's why it's 9 versus 1. The rest of these guys got to pick him up.
Yeah, that's why I don't understand some of the previous negative callers. It's like...
That's what people do, though. You know,
how many games can you?
That's what people do.
Really,
people call the radio and complain. People call the radio with a negative take. Same way people are in the comments on WFAN's Instagram, and the comments are all negative, no matter which one of the hosts are posted. People just roast us and say negative things about us. It's just part of what people do, especially when they're anonymous online. But even, you know, a caller, people call up and they make up a name in a town and then they give their take and they get off the phone.
Right, right. And there's a few guys saying that we didn't put up a fight this last game.
Nah, we did. Guys got on base. It's Justin Verlander. I'm like, geez, like, does nobody understand that this is one of the best pitchers in the league the last decade? Like, I don't know.
I thought we put up a fight. Like
we did. We were in the game. It was 0-0. Seve had a no-hitter through the first, like, 3-4 innings. I don't know, bro. That's why I was like, I'm not mad about this game. It just didn't go our way.
Yep.
It's baseball.
I knew it was going to be a pitcher's duel. That's what everybody was expected.
That's how it was advertised. Verlander versus Severino. Okay, and in that sixth inning, Seve gave up a home run. It was a 3-run bomb. The difference in the game was a solo shot versus a 3-run bomb. Okay. Verlander gave up a home run, too.
Positive with that loss.
Stanton hit a solo shot off Verlander, whatever. If there was two guys on base, maybe it's a tie game. Maybe they fight and win it. But coming off a Thursday night, it's tough to back. Like, it's tough to come back and back that game up with another win against Verlander. That's supposed to be their stopper. It's a 4-game series. They split the first two.
And it's the Astros. I mean, when I really didn't think we were going to sweep them. I do think we could take 3 out of 4.
Right. It's the Astros, not the Marlins. These are the Houston Astros. They're the American League champions every year.
Yep.
Thanks for the call, Mike. I don't know. How many times can we say it? How many times can we rephrase it? We'll do it, I guess, through the entire time that I'm on, and I don't mind doing that. I said positive energy tonight, and I wasn't going to come in here and rip the Yankees because they've given me a ton of things to smile about. They've given me so much joy, so much positive energy. Imagine me coming in here and being like, yeah, well, Gleyber Torres, I can't believe Rizzo didn't. Judge was 0 for 4. Do you think Judge wants out? IKF sucks. No. No. Not going for it, man. Not going for it. Which way do I want to go, though, on this phone? Riley out in Queens. You got it. You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for having me on. This is actually my first time calling, but I'm a huge fan.
What's up? Thanks. Appreciate it.
I got a couple quick things. So I was at the stadium Thursday, and it's probably the best game I've ever witnessed as a Yankee fan in person. Now, granted, I'm 23 years old, so I haven't been to, you know, a crazy amount of games, but just the atmosphere, the fans, everybody loud, you know, the Gallo catch.
You're not wrong. Rizzo. I was there too, and I rewatched the game some today, like, that was an all-time classic, and when they put out this World Series DVD for this Yankee team, there's going to be a chapter where they look at the Astros series and that first game, and they're going to spend some time looking at that one.
Absolutely, and I'm all positive right now. I mean, it's just a magical season. Judge is, I mean, he's having a career year. You look at bringing back Rizzo, and he fits in perfectly with this team, and the locker room is tight. You know, they're all friends, and it's amazing. But when I was looking around the stadium the other night, I was like, wow, like, for a Thursday, like, this is packed. Like the stadium is rocking. And then it made me think, I'm like, you know who's really enjoying this right now is Hal. Right. And that's the concern I have. It's,
oh, bro, you made me think of something. You made me think of something, and I don't want to cut you off, but just pause for 1 second. I was listening to Tiki and Tierney. And a Mets fan called up and said that Hal Steinbrenner's not even at the games. He's not like his dad. He doesn't even go to the games. And I have to speak to that. That's absolutely incorrect. I know exactly where Hal's suite is. I've talked to the guys that watch his suite. Hal is at the game. He's just not trying to be on camera. He's just not popping up in Legends all the time. But, like, I wanted to call in to Tiki and Tierney, but I was like, let me just leave their show alone. I'll wait till I get on my show and do it. Hal Steinbrenner is at the games. I physically know where he is. And, like, I don't know, it was definitely a Mets fan that called in to say that. I'm like, what do you know? You're not even watching the game, let alone I know you're not going to the game. I physically am at a lot of games, and Hal Steinbrenner is at the game. He does care about this team, and this is a special team. Hal has been there, and he has been watching. Go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. And I you know, without a doubt, he's a fan of baseball, and he's a fan of the Yankees. My one thing that I guess it's more of a question for you. I want to hear your take. You know, I saw everybody on Twitter, social media, you know, giving it to Hal in the off season, saying he doesn't care about, you know, the team like his father cared. He doesn't care about winning. He only cares about making money. Now, I mean, seats are packed. You know, the stadium's selling out. Do you feel as if this is something like this is what he's happiest about? Like, he's obviously happy about the team's success, but, you know, and fingers crossed, like, I'm on the same wave as you. Like, I'm thinking World Series. But say they come up short, they got to extend Judge. Like, is this money, like, the money's great putting fans in the seats, but when it comes time to pay guys like Judge or go after another free agent to really take yourself, like, over the top, do you think he's at that point?
I don't think Hal Steinbrenner is looking at 47,000 people in Yankee Stadium saying, show me the money, baby. He's always been rich. He's always had bread. They're stupid rich. I think he's happy that this team is this good. I think he's happy that when he came out during the lockout and when they interviewed him, they literally interviewed him and Cashman, and he said, I think this is a championship caliber roster. I think this team can compete for a championship. And fans tore him down, and they tore Cash down. I think he's most happy that he said what he said about this team, and they're backing his words up. I don't think he cares about chicken bucket sales. I don't think he cares about the alcohol flowing in the stadium. They're getting money. They're New York Yankees. They're printing money, and he's made of money. I think he wants to see his team win another championship, and this team looks like the closest team to winning a championship since we had the team that came a game short of the World Series in 2017.
Well, that's reassuring to hear because, you know, it's just one of the concerns I had in my head. But, you know, I'm going to choose to believe that. And I'm going to choose to believe that this team is going to win a World Series. I don't know. Something about this team just seems different this year. Judge, you know, this lineup, the locker room, all the things I just mentioned. But thank you very much for taking my call. I'll definitely give you a call in the future. And like I said, a huge fan. Keep doing what you're doing, Keith.
Will do, Riley. Appreciate it, man. Talking about the Yankees and the Yankees ownership and the Steinbrenners, man. One thing, the internet is written in ink. So anything I've ever said, you can search my name and Hal Steinbrenner's name or search my name and Brian Cashman's name and see anything I've ever written. I've never criticized them, not because like I'm like in fear of like ever meeting them or, you know, working at WFAN or whatever, just because I understand they own the team. They run the team. They want to win just as bad as everyone else. We're talking about chicken bucket sales and ticket sales and beer sales. You know what makes the most money? Winning a World Series, winning a championship. That makes the most money for your franchise, being the last team standing at the end. And that's what the focus is. That's what they're on this year. That's what we're all on this year. So, Tom out in New Rochelle. What's up? You're on the fan, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
All right.
I just want to say that my real name is Tom, and I really do live in New Rochelle, and I'm not anonymous. I want to talk to a couple of the points that you made. I love the sarcastic comment about how the Mets dominated the Marlins. A win's a win, pal, just like you guys dominate the Orioles. So that's number one.
Stack wins, for sure. Stack those wins.
Yeah. Number two, to say that the Mets have dominated the airwaves at WFAN, that's a myth. I've been listening. I'm 57. I've been listening to this station basically since day one. The Mets were the team back then, but around 92, 93, the Yankees have dominated New York baseball. So it's been equal access.
Well, to the victors go the spoils, right?
Absolutely.
But I'm talking about, when I say dominated, I'm talking about even me walking in here, there's more Mets fans that work here that are on the air here than Yankees fans. And I think when they go through the Yankees fans,
yeah, but it's, you like, know, Mike Francesa was on the radio for 30 years, and he was a Yankee fan. You know what I mean?
It's, yeah, but I don't know. What I'm saying is, I can only speak for myself, and for my show, I'm not going to pretend to be a Mets fan. I'm not going to pretend like I watched the Mets game. I'm not going to pretend to be a Mets analyst. So when I see people online like, talk about the Mets. No, you can't force me to talk about the Mets.
This is just not what we're doing. That's something I want to talk to you about because, look, at least you're being honest. But I got to say this, right? You're a New York talk show host. It's not just about the Yankees and the Nets. There are other teams. I'm not saying that you have to talk about the Mets all the time.
It's night to night. It's night to night.
What's this?
It's night to night.
Yes, absolutely. Like, the Yankees had an awesome win yesterday, you know? So, of course, and, you know, they've been playing lights out baseball, you know? So, I get it. But you know what? I'm happy with the Mets. I don't see doom and
gloom. So am I. I'm happy with the
Mets
as well.
I don't, you know, I think the Mets can compete for a World Series title, you know, especially when they get Scherzer back and DeGrom. Because I'll take those two against anyone, including anyone on the Yankee staff.
Can't wait to see him. Gotta wait a little longer. Can't wait to see him.
Sure, but, you know, look, Judge is the best player in town. I mean, he's awesome. But, you know, and right now the Yankees are the best team. But, you know, I'm just thinking, like, you know, if the Mets can just, you know, hold down, you know, just, you know, tread water for until they get these guys back. You know, anything's possible. And I just want to say, you know, to the guy Joe who called, the Mets the JV team. We'll see you in 4 weeks with DeGrom and Scherzer, and then let's talk. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, I'll be on the air. Like, you said a bunch of nothing, bro. Like, yeah, when do, like, how many times are you talking about when DeGrom insures? Like, when DeGrom insures? Okay, when they come, like, we'll be hosting shows. We'll be right here on The Fan to talk about it. But I'd rather talk about what we're actually seeing and what's actually going on instead of this holding serve and treading water. And okay, good. Said the Mets won 5-3. They beat the Marlins. Great. What else do I have to say about it? I didn't watch the game. I was at the Yankees game, watching the Yankee game. I can speak to the atmosphere in the Bronx. I can speak to the Yankees fans that are calling in. I'm on for 3 hours on a Friday into Saturday morning. I think it's okay. I think it's perfectly fine. Let's take another break. I think this will be my second to last break. Keith McPherson on The Fan. More.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Have your calls right after this. Yeah, yeah. Still here. Let's finish this thing, man. The final countdown. The last stretch. Feel my feet getting heavy, but must finish the race and run through the tape. My guy Jimmy in Jersey City's got me. I know that. What's up, Jimmy? You're on The Fan.
What up, GD? How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man.
As I speak to you all the time, you know, I'm a diehard Yankee fan, and I'm a realist. You know, we do good, I call. We do good, I got to call, and we do bad, and I got to call. Listen, I got 50 years invested in this team. I know more baseball than most people. Still wet behind their ears. I forgot more baseball. More people know. What's the goal here to win this championship, right? World Series.
World Series, only goal.
So, Keith, all the Yankee fans, yeah, we got a nice record. That record don't mean nothing. I don't care if we finish with 120 wins. It don't mean nothing, Yankee fans. Stop calling and showing your immaturity. Yeah, it sounds nice to win game, but ask the Warriors who won 73 games. Ask the Patriots who won 18-0. Ask the Seattle Mariners. Don't mean nothing if we don't win. And this Houston Astro team is our nemesis for the last 6 years. We can't beat them like we own Minnesota. Houston owns us. And until games like tonight, when you can't beat a 40-year-old, a 39-year-old, and you got a new team, different guys, Keith, listen, I'm a diehard. We got to beat this guy. This guy beats us every year in big games. Severino always bites the bit. He's always the first to break. In a pitching duel, he's always the first to break. Listen, Keith. This is a team that's beat us the last few years. We gotta beat them. If we the next five, we got five more games against them. If they go over 500 against us, 5-2, 4-3, we can win 120 games. Like I said, we won't be favored to win the pennant. It'll be the Astros. So these next two games we got tonight and tomorrow, our ace Cole has to show up, and Nestor has to show up on the next day. They have to win. We have to win those two games if we think we can beat this team. Because we can't do that. That's who we're going to meet. That's who we're going to eventually meet in the playoffs.
And the playoffs?
When callers call up and say that we can't hit, this is what they're talking about. Every year against the Astros, we don't hit. It's the key guys who don't hit all the time. It's been like that for years. And we need to hit. Our pitching gets there, and you can follow it. Every year, 2-0 we lose, 2-1, 3-2, whatever. It's because they're hitting. And this is the nemesis that's in our back pocket, not the Red Sox, not Tampa Bay, the Houston Astros. This is the team. They got two more games this week at Yankee Stadium to win. If we didn't win last day, the night before, that was a fortunate win that we got. All right, whoopee, we got to go a tying home run. That was fortunate. But again, if this was a 3-game playoff right now, you'd be down 2 games. And then you got to beat that. We got to beat this team. Records don't mean I don't care about best record. Don't mean nothing. I've been a Yankee fan 50 years. I seen the 90s. I've seen Yankees all my life. I've seen great wins. This means nothing until we beat them. You got to beat your nemesis. You got to handle them. So until we do that and we move further, then we can talk. I don't want to hear about best records. beat the teams that we need to beat. I don't care about the weak teams. Beat the strong teams. We got Tampa Bay. We beat Toronto. Now beat the nemesis. This is the nemesis. This is the one that counts. Not Tampa Bay. This one is the one that counts, Keith.
Yeah.
All right, my man. So with that, I'm going to leave with you. And listen, Aaron Hicks and Joey Gallo, they are who they are. They're not going to get no better. They may get worse. Listen, 2 weeks ago that Yankee Stadium, I texted when I was there. Gallo had the big home run against Detroit. Hicks had the big home run yesterday. Joey Gallo reverted back to himself. Hicks is in a 2-for-14 slump as it is right now. I know you said you were talking about it before good, but they're going to revert back to who they are. If he can prove me wrong by the next 2 games and a few games coming up, if he can prove me wrong, I'll call you and I apologize. But, again, Yankee fans, records don't mean nothing. Our nemesis is the Astros. We have to beat them going forward. Keith, talk to you later, my man. Love you, brother.
Appreciate it, Jimmy. I got it from here. A few things. Can't rush this thing. The playoffs are in October. That's 4 months from now. You can only handle your business that's right in front of you. Right now, as it currently stands, this 4-game series is split. I'll take that. Yes, the Yankees needed a huge rally in their bones to get that first win. 4 runs scored in the 9th to get that first win. But it was a huge win. And it was a long night. And they came back, and they had to face Justin Verlander after that long night. And it was a 6th inning that decided the game. The rest of the innings were scoreless. I guess I'm making excuses for the Yankees, but when we face the Astros in the postseason, we won't face them and play and have a late night and then wake up and play them the next day. The games will be spaced out in October. It won't be a situation like we're in right now where the Yankees had a long night Thursday night into Friday and then they lost the game Friday. Justin Verlander is Justin Verlander. He's going to be there in the postseason. I think the Yankees can get to him. But if they don't, he can't pitch every game. It's the Yankees and the Astros. In my opinion, in the AL, it's the Yankees and the Astros. We'll see what happens with Cole. We'll see what happens with Nestor. There's 2 more games left in the series. You can't rush October. The record does matter. 52-19 is impressive. 52-19 is the best start we've seen in a long time. It's being compared to historic years for a reason. Because when they compare it to these other years, they talk World Series, right? It's a trend. It's the math. It's the pace, the trajectory. Other teams that have started this good have gone on to win the World Series. That's the expectation here. And the Astros will be standing in the way. They're the AL champs. They're the ones that end up in the ALCS, the World Series, every year. They've knocked the Yankees out 3 years, 2015, 2017, 2019. They will be standing in the way. But I'm not going to sit up here and say our record doesn't matter and that it doesn't matter that we beat them that first game. The series is split. I'll be on Monday. We'll see what happens with these next 2 games. But as it currently stands, the Yankees are the number one team and they're facing the best team in the AL. And right now in a 4-game series, it's 1-1. I'm fine with that. I'm fine with them splitting the series. Won't be fine with them losing the series. We'll see what happens these next 2 games. I think the Yankees are sleeping right now. If any of the Yankees are listening, go to bed. If any of the Yankees are tuned into WFAN to hear what the fans are calling up and saying to me, don't worry about it. Go to sleep. Gerrit Cole is on the mound. We need a solid game. Gerrit Cole had his best year as a Houston Astro, his former club. Need the Yankees to come out and score runs earlier than the 9th inning or the 6th inning. Need the Yankees to come out and establish dominance. Start a new home win streak. They asked Aaron Boone, what do you think about the home win streak ending at 15? He said, start a new one. That's what I need the Yankees to do. Can't rush this thing. 1 game at a time, 1 series at a time. CJ, Staten Island. What's up, kid?
What's up, Keith? Good to hear from you. It was great seeing you earlier at the game and before the game. Pleasure as always. But I was listening on the way home from the game today, and like something like really struck my mind here when you were like people were calling, like saying, oh my God, some people were panicking. Some people were just like, yo, like, let's just stay positive. I don't understand what all of the, outrage is about this loss today. Cause as you were saying before, we've lost 19 games.
And 8 at home. 8 games at home.
Exactly.
Hoff, you guys know Hoff from Tiki and Tierney show. Hoff just quote tweeted my tweet not long ago, and he said, Because I put a tweet out. I said, the Yankees just lost their eighth home game. It's now June 25th. And Hoff quote tweeted that and said, the Oakland A's have lost eight home games in June. Just exactly. That month.
Exactly. That's why I don't understand why people are complaining and going crazy over one game. There's two games left in the series. Like we should calm down. Like I'm not... I had a great time tonight. The fans were electric. 203 was going bananas the entire game. I left the stadium today not even worried about the final score because I'm like, all right, we lost 19 games. No big deal. And then, as you were mentioning earlier, the other teams who have like 25, 26 losses, and we're here with 19. And like Justin Verlander, you were saying before, he's a Hall of Famer. Like people were like, yeah, he's older. He's a Hall of Fame pitcher.
He has a new arm. This guy is having a good season for a 29-year-old pitcher. Like, it's Justin Verlander. He's not fazed by Yankee Stadium.
No, exactly. He's pitched here before. I mean, we've seen it, the ALCS, time and time again, regular season, stuff like that. So, like, that's why I don't understand why people are going bananas about this whole situation.
You know what it is, bro? The Yankees have won so much. The Yankees have had multiple winning streaks, 9-game winning streaks. Mm-hmm. It's like these folks get the other side of it, a loss, and they tap in to that negative side. They tap in to that Debbie Downer side. Oh, I'm going to call a fan and talk about, oh, see, this is how they're going to fail in October. Please, it's June. Like, we're a long way from that. This team's only going to get better by the time we get to October.
Exactly. And I'm like, I'm a positive guy. Like, I'm very positive with this team, and I really love the direction we're going in. And, like, this is easily the best start of the season I've seen. And, I mean, I'm young, too, but, like, this is, like, the best Yankees team I've seen start a season in a long time. Like, I mean, I think ever in my lifetime. But, that's what I don't understand. Like, people are just going crazy about it. We still got two games left in the series. I'm confident with Cole and Nestor. I mean, those are our two best guys. And right. Severino... Like that's baseball. Like one bad pitch, you give up three runs.
Kyle Tucker, good for you. You hit a three-run bomb. We were not expecting that. We were expecting Altuve, Alvarez, Bregman. Okay, you got one.
Mm-hmm. No big deal. I mean, it's one pitch. I mean, I feel like the offense could score more than one run. But again, you have those off days.
Man, they had a long night. I said earlier, I talked to one of my guys that he's a camera guy. And he works for MLB Network and Yes Network. I can't remember his name, but we were talking during the show. He was like, you were at the game last night? I was like, yeah. He said he was at the stadium late till like 12:31. So if like Yes Network people were at the game still working that late, the players had a late night. And then they had to turn around and rev it back up tonight. They didn't have it tonight. It's okay. These guys have it so many nights. They have a rally in their bones so many nights. They come back, TWTW, the will to win. They fight, and they figure out ways to win on the road and at home. I'm not complaining.
Yeah, and I was saying it during the game. I'm like, when we went down, people were getting upset, like online and around me. I'm like, yo, like, let's calm down. Like, we've seen this team come back time and time again. Like, I was, and in the ninth inning, they had runners on. I mean, it wasn't like they silently went down 1-2-3. Like, they had traffic on the base pass. I mean, yeah, we couldn't get a run across, but it's fine because there's so much, that there's a whole season left to play. There's two games left in the series against Houston. I mean, there's just no need to panic right now.
That's all. The Yankees broke people's baseball brains. They thought the Yankees were just going to put up 12 and 18 runs every night. Like, nah, it's not what's going to go down. This is a good team. We're not playing the Cubs.
Exactly. We took care of that already. But there's one last thing before I hang up. I just want to say, like, the place was electric. I wasn't there last night, but tonight, I mean, in a game where there was not that much to really cheer about, I mean, everyone was up the whole game.
So, exactly. Imagine this, bro. And thank you for the call, CJ. Imagine this. 47,000 people in there turned up electric tonight, and the Yankees could only score one run on a solo shot. There's going to be games where there's 45,000-plus people in there, and the Yankees do turn it up. That could happen tomorrow. That could happen this weekend. And then what? Relax. Everybody, relax. Jason is in Queens on the Fan. You got it, Jason.
Hey, how we doing, Keith? Thanks for having me on, man. I met you outside the stadium Thursday.
What's up, man? Thanks for calling in.
Nah, I just wanted to say, I was there Thursday. I was there tonight. Like, we took that game into the ninth inning. And I felt the whole time that we were in the game, like we were one swing away from getting it back. And when you're facing Verlander like that, at his best, I mean, granted, his strikeout number wasn't there today, but
it's Justin Verlander. Game, he knows how to pitch.
Exactly. Exactly. And I walked out of that game with my head high, knowing we have Garrett Cole on the mound tomorrow, and we're going to go get a W tomorrow and win this series.
Exactly, bro. Like, what you just said, they were still in the game in the ninth inning. I'm driving here listening to, I'm like, nah, they're not going to come back. I'm like, if they come, nah. I was fine with it. I'm still fine with it. But I understand people want to, like, tap into that negative energy, and they want to say, oh, they lost to the Astros. Would you think we were going to sweep the Astros?
I mean, people have gotten so used to nothing but, like, the best out of our players when you have a guy like Judge putting up MVP
but they
numbers.
Played,
that it's like, you got to realize that.
It wasn't like they played sloppy. It wasn't like they made plays. They competed. The Astros are one of the best teams in the league. They're not going to come in here and lay down. They're geared up to play in Yankee Stadium against the Yankees. They have something to prove, too. This is a heavyweight battle. In a heavyweight battle, you're not going to just knock the other opponent out. Like, it's a series.
Absolutely.
It's 1-1.
Absolutely. And Seve in the fifth, there was runners on the corners, two outs. He gets that big strikeout. I mean, Seve held his own against Verlander. We just didn't give him the run support tonight. But like you said, long night. You can't expect that all the time. Like, these games are going to happen. People need to realize you're 52-19, I think, in June. Like, can we just look at that for a second?
Nah, people are ungrateful.
The best team in the American League.
People are ungrateful.
It's tough, man. Because, like, we have, listen, 2009, I was in fourth grade. There was moments when I was watching that team as a young kid where I was like, this team's special. This team's different. They could really do something. I kind of get that same feeling with this team. I mean, last night, for example, Hicks home run. That was straight up Yankees classic material. Who would have saw that coming, you know?
No one. He hit that ball to 203. The place was lit, bro. And like, he struggled, and he finally got to play hero. Great. The probability I think I saw a bet. Someone put 125 on the Yankees to come back money line, and then that won them, like, 650.
Yeah, I love bet him at plus 300, man. Love to hear.
That's all we got, folks. It's been a great week. It's been a long week. Thanks for rocking with me. I didn't lose my voice after yelling at the last two games. Yankees won one. Yankees lost one. We had a good time at the stadium. C-Mac is next. Call him up. If you want to talk to him about the Mets, he will. But he's a Yankees fan. So you can keep talking about the Yankees. If you want to pick at every player and every play, go for it. But this is a rare time. This is a good time. Please try to enjoy it. It's summer. Enjoy your weekend. Be safe out there. My name's Keith McPherson. You can follow me wherever you follow people at. I'll be back Monday. Appreciate all the calls and all the love. I got to go back to Jersey. I'm out.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.